בסייעתא דשמיא, אדוני שפתי תפתח, ופי אגיד תהילתך. As mentioned many times, Torah sources teach, Hashem tzilcha, Hashem is your shadow. Just like if one puts out one finger into the sun, the shadow that you'll see is that of one finger, whereas if you put five fingers out, then you'll see a shadow of five fingers. In the same way, when it comes to reliance on Hashem, the more one relies on Hashem, the more one will see Hashem come through for them. We've mentioned the approach of bitachon that many Torah commentaries bring, that one relies on Hashem about something that they might be lacking, to the point that they are absolutely certain that Hashem will give them exactly what they have requested. And again, there are many levels. There might be times where it is more appropriate to say, Hashem, I know you can do anything, but I don't expect anything in particular. Whatever you decide, that's what I want to go with. And at other times, one might feel it more appropriate to say, Hashem, I really need this job opportunity to come through. Until now, we've really struggled and I'm not even able to perform mitzvahs in the ideal way because of our lack of funds. Hashem, I really would like to be able to rely on you, that you will come through for me, because I really believe that there is no other force in the world except for you. You exclusively orchestrate every single detail in my life. Hashem, I know you will come through for me. Whichever approach of bitachon one is taking, it is absolutely vital to do our best to work towards being sincere in our reliance on Hashem and in what we are requesting from Him. There is a story told about Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. He was once sitting with another great Torah leader, and they were having the following argument. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter insisted that with bitachon, one can obtain anything he wants, while the other great Torah leader argued that this is not the case. To prove his point, Rav Yisrael said that he will have bitachon to receive a gold watch. And at that moment, there was a knock at the door. A man walked in and handed his watch to Rav Yisrael. There is no question in the world that bitachon works. And there is no question in the world that we believe what the Torah sources say, that bitachon is not related to our deeds. It is available to every single one of us. Yes, we might not all be on the level of Rav Yisrael Salanter to need a watch and be able to rely on Hashem to the point that we receive it a few minutes later. But there are many levels in between where we might currently be and where our maximum potential might be at. Thank you, Hashem, for teaching me that relying on you is so powerful that it works to the point that many Torah authorities write that if I rely on you for something, I will for sure receive that item. Now, Hashem, I know that there are many levels and there may be many reasons why I might not receive something that I choose to rely on you for. If I am fully sincere in my reliance, maybe at times I might be able to be in this category, but maybe sometimes I am insincere. Please, Hashem, help me to move towards a bitachon where I'm able to rely on you with absolute sincerity, with absolute reliance, that you exclusively provide for me, can send me everything, and always have my best interest in mind. And Hashem, even though you've taught me that bitachon is completely independent of my actions, and if I rely on you, you will come through for me even if I have a messy scorecard. However, at the same time, please help me to remember my priorities. It's not about what I want and then using the power of bitachon to live life in the way that I would like, but rather first setting my priorities right. What is important in life? Is it just about making efforts to rely on you to get the new car that I want? Sometimes there is a place for that, but much more important than that, my priorities should always be to receive things that I need in order to enhance my service to you. Hashem, you know the reason that I would like more money? I would like to fulfill the tremendous mitzvah to be able to give more charity. And I'm going to have bitachon in you that this particular venture that I'm exploring, that you are going to make it successful so that I should be able to get more money in order to fulfill your mitzvah of giving charity in the best way possible. Thank you, Hashem, for the incredible gift of bitachon and the incredible gift to talk to you on a constant basis.